chosen for her own. And her love made Clifford grow so big that the Howards had to leave their home. Clifford's the best friend anyone could know. He's the greatest dog ever, I really think so. Clifford's so loyal, Clifford. He's there when you call. I love Clifford, the big red dog. So they packed up a family car, and the Howards left the city. They moved to Birdwell Island and their many new friends. There to greet Clifford and Emily. Clifford's so much fun, he's a friend to us all. I love Clifford, the big red dog.
Of Super T-Bone today. You'll never be a match for the genius of Fluffy Face. I'll use my magic freezing ray to keep you away.
I am so good.
Look at this. I better get you buried before you bump into somebody else. I'll just tuck you safely in here, and then I'll be back later to bury you.
I can't wait to play Super T-Bone. I'm feeling really super today. Whoa! Go! I better bury this before someone else finds it.
You'll never get me, Super T-Bone.
Oh, yes, we will, Fluffy Face.
You'll never penetrate the Mega Fluff Defense Shield.
Come on, Super T-Bone. Let's break through the shield. Excuse me? Aren't we going to break through, Super T-Bone?
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. I was just thinking about a big, juicy bone.
A big, juicy bone? That's it. I just can't wait any longer. I've got to go and get this big, juicy bone I found.
You found a bone? Me too.
I'm gonna go get mine.
Me too!
Gotta get my bone, gotta get my bone, gotta get my bone, gotta get my bone, gotta get my bone.
Guys, are we still playing Super T-Bone?
Nope. I'm looking for a bone. A beautiful bone. The most beautiful bone ever. I found it this morning and hid it in these bushes. But it's not here anymore. Somebody must have taken it!
Maybe whoever took it didn't know that the bone was yours.
But it is mine! I found it first!
Well, I found it second!
You found the bone too, T-Bone?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, finders keepers. I guess the bone is yours now.
But I'll share with you and Clifford, of course.
Thanks, T-Bone.
Come with me and I'll get it. I buried it right over here. That's funny. I know I buried it here, but it's not here.
Well, maybe somebody else found it, just the way Cleo found it, then you found it, and they took it now.
Are you sure this is where you buried it, T-Bone?
I'm sure.
Hey, guys. Is this the bone?
That's
it? Uh-huh. That's funny. I'm sure I buried it over there in the dirt patch.
Oh, really? Are you sure you didn't just say that it was buried in the dirt patch when you really knew it was by the tree?
Why would I do that?
Well, that way, I would think someone else took it, and you could come back later and have it all to yourself.
But I didn't do that.
Then why was it buried over here and not in the dirt patch?
I don't know.
Oh, I think you do know. And if you don't tell the truth about it, T-Bone, I'm not gonna be your friend anymore.
Cleo, I don't think you really mean that.
I did tell the truth. And if you don't believe me, then I'm not gonna be your friend anymore either.
T-Bone, don't say that.
Fine, don't be my friend.
Fine, don't be my friend.
Fine.
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 Wait, guys. Cleo. T-Bone. Cleo. T-Bone, wait. Hey, T-Bone, are you okay?
I can't believe Cleo said I wasn't her friend anymore.
Well, you did say you weren't her friend anymore, too.
I know, but I didn't mean it.
Why don't you go tell her that? She can't be too far away. She's over at Hill Park. Let's go over there and talk to her.
I think she's pretty mad at me. Will you tell her for me?
Well, I guess I could.
Thanks, Clifford. And tell her the bone is all hers!
Oh, I hate it when T-Bone and I fight. Why did I have to say I wasn't his friend? I didn't mean that.
Hey, Cleo!
Oh, hey, Clifford. I was just, having some fun, you know. Chasing my tail. I really love chasing my tail. Whee! Fun, fun, fun.
T-Bone wants me to tell you that he's sorry for saying that you aren't his friend anymore.
Really?
Uh-huh. So come on, let's forget all about this and go play Super T-Bone again.
Great! So, did T-Bone say he was sorry for not telling me the truth about where he buried the bone?
Well, he said the bone is all yours.
Yeah, but did he say he was sorry?
Well, not exactly.
Then you can just go back and tell him he can keep that old bone. I don't even want it.
No! No!
Hey, Clifford! Did you tell Cleo that the bone is all hers?
Uh-huh. And she said she wants you to keep the bone.
So she's not mad at me anymore?
Well, she is a little bit mad.
She is? Why?
Well, she still thinks you didn't tell her the truth about where you buried the bone.
Well, you can just tell Cleo that I'm never going to talk to her again until she says she's sorry for not believing me.
What'd he say, Clifford? Is he sorry for not telling the truth in the first place?
Well, not exactly.
Well, go back and tell him he can't be my friend until he says he's sorry. Whoa!
Cleo, I thought you and T-Bone were good friends, but if a silly old bone can make you so mad at each other, then maybe you're not such good friends after all. I don't think I can help anymore. I'm going home.
No, no.
Hey, Clifford.
Oh, hi, Mac.
Look at this great bone I found in a dirt patch this morning.
You found that in a dirt patch?
Uh-huh. Someone tried to bury it, but they did a terrible job. So I reburied it near a tree. I just went and got it a few minutes ago.
It's Cleo's bone. You're the one who dug it up and moved it.
Hey, finders keepers. If she can't do a good job of burying it, then this bone is mine.
I don't want you to give it to her. I just want you to show it to her.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
Cleo! Cleo!
Stay back, or I'll zap you with my super fabulous fluffy face freeze powers!
But Cleo, look what Mac has.
Don't try it, Fluffy Face. Super T-Bone is here to the rescue!
T-Bone? What are you doing here?
We're playing Super T-Bone.
But look what Mac has. It's your bone. He was the one who buried it under the tree. So now you guys can make up and be friends again.
Clifford, T-Bone and I already did make up.
And we're friends again.
You were right, Clifford. If we were gonna stop being friends just because of an old bone, then we weren't very good friends.
Cleo told me she was sorry for not believing me and that she knows I always tell the truth.
And T-Bone said he was sorry for sending you to talk to me instead of coming to me himself. Good friends should always be able to talk to each other.
Wow, this is fantastic.
Enough talk. It's time to blast you with my super fluffy face instant freeze powers. Take that. Pew, 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 pew.
Nothing can defeat the mighty Super T-Bone.
And nothing can defeat the mighty friendship of Cleo and T-Bone.
And Clifford, the big red dog.
Clifford! It's story time. You want to hear a Speckle story, don't you?
Woof, woof.
I thought so. He's your favorite. Today's story is Speckle and the Night at the Movies. One night, Speckle and his friends got together to watch their favorite movie. It was one they'd seen many, many times before. Speckle and Darnell made popcorn. In fact, they made so much popcorn that they couldn't even see over it. Luna made a pitcher of sparkling, tasty fruit punch. And Rabby and Reba brought big, fluffy pillows for everyone to sit on. They all settled down in front of the TV with their drinks and popcorn and pillows until they realized they'd forgotten one thing. The movie! But since they'd seen it before, Speckle and his friends decided that they could act it out themselves. So they danced and sang, and their night without a movie turned out to be more fun than they ever imagined. The end. That was a great story. Isn't reading fun?
Woof!
All right, you two, open your eyes.
What is it, Clifford? What's the surprise?
Is it an ocean liner?
No.
Is it a ball?
No.
Is it a space shuttle?
No.
Is it a bone?
No.
Is it a basketball?
No.
Is it a life-size, very sturdy alligator pool toy?
Great guess, T-Bone!
Whoa!
What a great toy, Clifford!
Whoa!
I'm bringing it over to Charlie's houseboat. Emily Elizabeth needs it for a party today.
Party? What kind of party?
a Treasure Island party.
What's Treasure Island?
It's a really great book that all the kids read at school. It's about pirates and treasures and big ships that sail the seas.
Whoa, that sounds great.
Everyone loved the book so much, they decided to have a Treasure Island pirate party, and I get to help.
Hey, we want to help too.
Okay.
Great. Come on.
Let's go.
Aye, aye, mates.
This piñata is starting to look just like the chest in Treasure Island, Bass. I can't wait till it's dry and we can fill it with treasure.
Chocolate, gold, and bubblegum jewels.
Look, here comes Clifford.
Elizabeth?
It's for the game we're going to play.
Thanks for bringing it over, guys. Everyone takes turns trying to walk across the plank. If they slip, whoa! The gator gets them!
Helping me hang the piñata first, Clifford?
Whoop.
You're the best!
Plank, 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 plank,
plank. The gator claims its first victim. Charlie, the RB Swabby's approaching.
Ahoy there! It's Pirate Emily and her shipmate, Big Red Clifford. Permission to come aboard, sir?
Permission granted. Everyone's here now, Dad.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Shipmate Clifford!
I don't think he's gonna fit.
Sure he will. Double time now, mateys. Make room for Big Red Clifford.
Come ahead!
Whee! This is the best party game ever!
Whoa!
Whoa!
Move up a little, okay, Clipper?
Seasick.
If we're all settled in, then let the party begin.
Okay, Charlie, break the treasure chest and let's share that booty.
Yeah. Try again, Charlie.
Uh-oh, Clifford's gonna sneeze.
Gazoon tight.
I knew having Clifford on board wasn't such a good idea.
I'm sure that was his last sneeze, wasn't it, Clifford?
Ruff.
Oh. Clifford is just too big for this boat.
I'm afraid Jetta is right, Emily Elizabeth. Our houseboat is a little too small for a pirate the size of Big Red Clifford.
Gosh! My being here is kind of ruining the pirate party. I think I should just go.
We'll come with you, big guy.
Yeah! We can have our own party on the beach.
Great idea, T-Bone.
I say we politely ask Clifford to leave the party.
That just isn't fair.
He helped us get the party ready and everything.
Look, kids, I think Clifford has decided to leave on his own.
I'm sorry, guys. You didn't have to leave the party because I did.
That's okay. It was fun while we were there.
Especially when you made the boat rock like a roller coaster ride.
Clifford!
That's Emily Elizabeth.
Avast there, Big Red Clifford. Come be a pirate with us and bring your shipmates. There's only one place a pirate would rather be than on a ship, and that's on land, digging up a buried treasure.
Like they did in Treasure Island.
And nobody digs better than Big Red Clifford.
Besides, even I have to admit, a party just isn't a party without you, Clifford.
X marks the spot for buried treasure.
Well, mateys, looks like we found two treasures today. The chest full of goodies and Clifford, the Pirate King.
T-Bone, where are you going?
Huh? Oh, hi, Clifford. Today, I'm going to go down the big slide.
But you've never done that before, T-Bone.
I know. I've always been a little afraid to try it, but today I'm ready.
Great. Let's go.
Trying something new can be a little scary, but sometimes you just know deep inside that you're ready to try.
Wow.
Is he really gonna do it?
He said he's ready.
You can do it! You can do it!
I can do it! Whoa! I did it! I knew I could and I did! Now I'm gonna do it again!
Trying new things can be lots of fun, especially when you believe you can do it.
Woo-hoo!
That's why Clifford's big idea for today is... believe in yourself.